All right, Mike, for our extra scene this week, I have a special game for you.
Awesome.
So this
games.
Week, yes, games. So this week we were talking about ADHD as portrayed in the documentary Take Your Pills.
That's right. Yep. It was a good one.
It was. And one of the things that people with ADD and ADHD struggle with is multitasking, is like trying to do more than one thing at a time.
You know, before we go, I've heard that multitasking is a myth and that nobody can multitask.
Yeah, that's accurate, but that doesn't stop people from trying and from expecting themselves to be able to multitask.
Okay.
And just in the sense of, you know, so that's not to say that people with ADD and ADHD should be able to multitask, because as you just said, many people can't multitask. It's not a problem endemic to people with ADD and ADHD. But in acknowledging that, either way, we are going to try to multitask.
That's right.
So this game is called ABC, and it's an improv game.
We're going to distract ourselves.
Right. We're going to try to do more than one thing at a time, and that's going to cause some chaos, I'm sure. But that's okay, because we are going to play a game and make a fool of ourselves.
So right.
We're going to play ABC, and this is the way the game works.
And only half the listeners are going to listen to it. So
yeah,
it's all right.
Based on our numbers, yeah. So thank you to those listeners who appreciate this ridiculous stuff that we do. So ABC, so you and I are just going to be characters. I think we've agreed on a broad scene structure. And we are going to start with a letter of the alphabet. The first line of dialogue that you or I speak is going to start with that letter of the alphabet. And then the next person who speaks their next line of dialogue has to start with the next letter of the alphabet.
Okay.
You follow?
Yeah, I get it.
And we go all the way around the alphabet until we get back to the beginning. And hopefully by then our scene has
evolved and
made sense and told us a story. Yeah. Yes. Hopefully.
Has a beginning, middle, and an end.
Yes. And, you know, the listeners cannot see us, but I promise not to cheat and have any alphabets in front of me.
I have the alphabet in front of me.
All right. Mike's going to cheat, but he is not a seasoned improviser.
I am not. I am not a seasoned improviser.
Right.
But I am seasoned.
Okay. So do you want to pick a letter of the alphabet for us to start on?
Yeah, we're going to start on J.
J. All right. Cool. The scene is going to be you and I are two college students, and that's all we need to set up for our listeners.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Scene in. Jerry, man, I'm freaking out. Like my finals are coming up, and I haven't written my paper, my senior thesis. I don't know what to do, man.
Kill it, man. Kill that kind of thinking. I can't handle when people think like that. You gotta focus on the positive.
Let me get this straight. You want me to kill my stress, like my thoughts? I don't even know how to do that. You're using a lot of strong language. It's making me more uncomfortable.
Man, what I mean is let those thoughts go. What we gotta do is buckle down and put positive vibes forward so we can go in and take these exams and nail them.
No, I'm starting to think you're like high on something. You're using a lot of flowery language and, you know, we just gotta take it, be positive. And I just don't think you don't appreciate the stress that I'm under right now.
Opie, listen to me, okay? We gotta go. Hey, we got class in the morning and you're distracted right now. I can tell you're worried about these things that I'm saying when you need to worry about getting your nose in a book, right?
Please, you're using all of these metaphors and I know you're putting stuff up your nose. Just whatever you're taking, just give me some. I just need something to help me get through this week. Come on, please.
Quill. I have this quilled pen for you. It's a special gift that I bought for you on finals week because I knew you were going to stress out like this, and I figured that this would show you how simple things can be.
Really? You got me a feather pen? So this is just supposed to be like something I'm supposed to like fidget with?
Stop complaining! Stop!
tell me more. You got to have something. I mean, you're always this cool, relaxed guy that doesn't have any problem with his grades, and he just manages to figure it out. So what's your secret, man? I mean, there's got to be something.
Underneath all of this coolness, Opie, is a fire that burns deep inside. And it doesn't matter what's happening. That fire burns so bright that I will accomplish all goals. And I'm taking you there with me, Opie.
Very confused I am, Jerry. You got this like motivational speech crap going, and I'm just not buying it. Maybe this works on your parents, but I'm not convinced. I know you have some kind of secret weapon, and I feel like you're holding out on me. So either give me whatever drugs you're helping or you get you through the week, or like, I don't know, are you cheating on your exams? Like, what has you so relaxed? There must be a secret.
Weapon? I don't have a weapon. My weapon is positive thinking, okay? Opie, you, like, relax, okay? Quit coming at me. What's going on with you? Okay, what is going on inside you that is stressing you out so bad? That's what we need to figure out, because if you don't, we're never gonna ace these tests.
Xeroxed copies of all of the tests I have to take. I've got, you know, 20 copies of every test. You know, yes, that's cheating, but this is the things I'm starting to resort to, Jerry. Whatever it takes. You have to understand, we're in college, but I have to go to med school after this. And if I don't get into med school, I'm not going to become a doctor, and I'm not going to get married, and my parents will never talk to me again. The stakes are too high.
You're cheating, Opie. You're talking about the stakes being too high, and you're cheating. You're risking everything. That's the most stressful thing I could even think of.
Zero chance I could pass these tests without cheating. And I know you're doing something, you know, under the level too. So I just wish you would quit fooling around and just be honest with me. Like, it's not just positive thinking. You have some kind of advantage that you're able to stay so calm, cool, and collected. You know, I'm Jerry. I'm so relaxed. I just get good grades by the magical power of thinking.
Adderall. It's Adderall. And ADHD too. So both. I have ADHD, but I take Adderall, and when I take the Adderall, I feel very positive. Yes, and then I focus and I get great grades, but the positive thinking is the key in the Adderall.
Bullshit. All right, so you're going to hook me up with your doctor then? Because, like, if I'll say I have ADHD. I mean, I'm not proud of it. And, you know, every instinct is that, like, there should be better ways of me to pass my exams. But if it helps me get through a week, like, I'll do it.
Call him.
Don't just make it sound so easy. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to break the law.
Everyone breaks the law. The law was meant to be broken. That's why they're written. Come on, man. I have a bag with me right now.
Forget about it. Forget about it.
I got a baggie with some extras.
Forget about it. You know what? I've talked myself out of it. I'm just going to buckle down and I'm not going to get a bad prescription. I'm going to throw all these illicit test copies in the garbage and I'm just going to study. I'm going to focus. I'm going to use my mindfulness exercises and I'm sure as hell not going to talk to you anymore because you're not helpful at all with your power of positive thinking. And I'm just going to take one thing at a time. I can do this.
Goober. You're a goober, Opie. That's all you are. You ask for my help, you go round and round and round, I finally tell you my secret, and now you're gonna abandon me now? That's what a goober does.
Hell yes, I'm a goober, and a goober gets good grades. So if my parents will love me, and that means, you know, doing the right thing, well, I'm just gonna do it. I can't break the law. I can't break the law, Jerry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And scene. Man, there's a couple of weird dudes.
Yeah, they were. I don't know who is more stressed out, Opie or Jerry.
Well, they're both not very good representations of the themes of mental health awareness and and ADHD and ADD that we're trying to present.
Hey, our show is a mental health show.
That's right. So we apologize for any misconceptions or generalizations portrayed in the previous scene.
I'll just clip what you just said out and put that at the beginning.
Great.
I do like when we got to A.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yes.
Yeah. I don't think you did it on purpose, but you gave me the hardest letters. So.
Oh well, I had Q. Yeah.
Oh, Q is not as hard as X and Z.
I literally couldn't. I was like, the only word I know is queen. All right. Okay.
All right. Well, we hope you all enjoyed that. And, we hope to do more goofy stuff for you next week.
Yep. See you then.